the Lord will show us how awesome he is. The first is in John, the 15th chapter, and verses 9 through 12. Then put something there and go over to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 15. And I pray you have your Bibles or your phones or whatever app you use so that you can make your notes or highlight and don't just depend on the screen. But if you depend on the screen, that's okay too. I will encourage you to go read it for yourself after this is over. And in the book of John, and I'm reading from the King James Version today, verses 9 through 12 reads, "As the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." In verse 12, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." This is my commandment, yes, that ye love one another as I have loved you. And then in the book of 2 Corinthians, when Paul wrote the second time to the Corinthian church, you know, that very prosperous church, chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. And it reads, "For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." And God just has a word for us today, and he says, loving like Jesus. Loving like Jesus. In the year 2020, for some reason, many people do not believe that the church was loving like Jesus. There are conversations over and over and over among people that something happened to the church. The church was not like it used to be. There were so many conversations and so many open public disagreements that the church had lost its power. There were so many articles written and so many op-eds written about the church not being what the church is supposed to be. I don't know about you, but I suspect at some point in 2020, you had conversation or doubts about the church being what the church should be. This is just matter of fact. I had my conversations, I had my thoughts, I saw things, and they did not represent what I thought Jesus wanted us to represent. I ain't talking about nobody's specific church. I'm talking about the church at large. There were more challenges for the church. But God says, I'm not worried about what you think about the church. God says, my love wants you to know what the church is supposed to do. And the church is supposed to be loving like Jesus.
My Lord.
We are supposed to love with the love of Jesus. We're supposed to act like the love of Jesus. We are supposed to represent like the love of Jesus. And the love of Jesus does what? Draws us unto him. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but the word says that we're supposed to love like Jesus. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? It means that we need to take inventory. At the end of the year, they tell you to take inventory. They tell you to review. And some of you already have, and some of you are in that process. Think back over your life. They tell you to think over 2020, but think back over your life and see how you have done according to the word.
My Lord.
Have I been obedient? Have I been successful in yielding? Have I changed some of my ways that were not of God? Have I stayed steadfast in what the Lord? We could think over and over and over. But I want you to understand something. We still need to love like Jesus. For my if God. We love like Jesus and the church love, anything that we fell short in, it has been forgiven. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout right there. Thank you, Lord, you didn't hold me accountable when I forgot to pray. Thank you, Lord, you didn't hold me accountable when I didn't study. Thank you, Lord, you didn't hold me accountable when I just didn't feel like getting up and doing and I took my own time to my. Thank you, Lord, when I was disobedient. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, when I just wanted to cause confusion. Thank you, Lord. Oh, they got all kind of reasons. I'm not trying to list them all, but you know for your life. And others know for their lives where they fell short. But because we love like Jesus, we still need to do what's right. Hallelujah. Amen. Loving like Jesus. Let's look at what God says. Let's look at what he says. So the first thing we said, the thing we want to understand is we got to get the 411 before the 911.
My God.
Now, in case you don't know, the 411 is what? The information line. The 911 is the emergency call to action line. Before we can call to action, we got to know what the information is. Y'all get that, don't you?
All right.
You get that, don't you? You get that, don't you? So the 411, the 411 is in John. John said, Jesus said to him in John 15, he said, look, I got to give you the 411. I've lived before you. I've walked before you. I've talked before you. I've performed miracles before you. I'm talking about his history now. I've done all these things in the past. I did all these things over the course of this 2 or 3 years. But now I'm coming to the point I need to finally put a nail in the car. I need to finally hammer down the key point. He said, wait a minute. I want you to say, as the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. That's information, y'all. And he had lived the life that proved this. He said, now, continue ye what? In my love. That's information. Continue in the love that I have continued in and doing what my Father did. One in verse 10, he said, if ye keep my commandments, you shall what? Abide in my love. Uh-oh. If you're going to do what the commandments are, you got to what? Abide in my love. There's that word again. That love. Abide in my love. He said, that's what you got to do. Said, even what? Even, here's information, y'all. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. He said, look, this is the 411. This is the information. My Father said it. That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I said it. That's what it's supposed to be. He gave it. I kept it. Now I want you to do what? The same thing that I have done. I'm not telling you to do what I didn't do. I'm telling you to do what I did. He said what?
My Lord. Forgave
somebody. He said what? I healed somebody. He said what? I was there to feed somebody. He said what? Just remember all the things. He said, I have kept my Father's commandment and what? I abide in his love.
Yes.
Somebody knows the Bible said love covers what?
God.
A multitude of sins. Somebody said what? He didn't care that people tried to kill him. He didn't care that people abandoned him. He didn't care that they wasn't at his side. He didn't care that they fell asleep and did all these other things. He said, well, I'm abiding in his love.
Yes.
Amen.
Verse 11, he said, these things have what? I've spoken to you. He said, I'm speaking these things. I'm sharing these things with you. I'm giving you this 411, the information that what? Your joy might remain, my joy might what? Remain in you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't want, he never told, I'm going away, but I want you to understand something. Because I go away, my love doesn't go away. Because I go away, my love will abide. Because I go away, your joy doesn't go away. You know, sometimes when we're not around, folks, with us is gone.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm thankful for this passage of scripture. Why? Because when my mom and daddy went away, their love did not go away.
Thank you, Lord.
Their love is what keeps me and sustains me because they taught me. But if their love had gone away because they went away, where would I be?
My God.
With that kind of mentality, all that they taught me would be gone. No, the love that they had for me remains, but that's based on what Jesus said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, my joy remains in you and that your joy might be what? Full. Oh, I don't know about you, but when I think of saying my joy might be full, I'm reminded of what David said. My cup runneth over. That's full.
Yes.
That's not half empty, half full. He said it might be full. Cup running over is full. A full cup got no room for anything else. It is just full of what? God's joy.
Amen.
We used to teach the kids, I got that joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Y'all remember the song? We used to make them feel good about God, feel good about God's joy. So let me tell you, that's what Jesus says here. I want my joy to be in you and your joy to be full.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gives us a final 411. This is what? My commandment. Not my opinion. Not my op-ed letter. Not my, just casual conversation. This is what? My commandment that ye love one another as I have loved you.
Yes.
Now, when we think about that, we think about that, it brings up a couple things. We get some options here, right? We get some options here. We get some options here. We get some options here. We can choose to be obedient or we can choose to be disobedient. But the only thing that matters if you get the 411 here is obedience, because the only thing that leads to us doing what God wants is what? Obedient, a right behavior. Jesus said, hey, I'm not expecting you, y'all heard it before, do as I say do, but not as I do.
Mm.
Jesus says, do as I've done, do as I did, and this is the commandment for you to do the same thing. Amen. It's clear. The information is clear. He said, go back to verse 9. As the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide what? Abide in my love, even as what? I have kept. He said, I've been obedient. I love like the Father. I've been obedient.
Thank you, Lord.
I loved even though you wandered in the wilderness. I've been obedient, even though as we studied in Sunday school, when he taught in the temple to declare who he was, they kicked him out of Nazareth because what? They didn't like what he said. Even though I've been healing and I've been giving sight to the blind and I've been going out among the lepers, even when I told him, I said what? I said, I will heal you of your leprosy. And 10 lepers left, he said what? But even though only one person came back, I still love them.
Yes.
Even though some mornings we don't feel like doing, some days when decisions are made, we don't want to be obedient. Some day we're just downright self-centered and I ain't going to do it no matter what. And we get to shaking up. Oh, y'all know how we get in our own quiet rooms where nobody else can see us. Well, ain't going to do it. In our Sunday school lesson, the lady said, I understand what the pastor said, but what he's saying ain't for my church. Hey, even though we have our own way, Jesus' commandment is that ye love one another as I have loved you. So Destiny, mm-hmm. I just come to share a word. I just come to give you the 411 today. The 411 is that we have to love like Christ loved. So your conversations have one single thing in common, and that's love. Whatever we say, whatever we do, it ought to be wrapped up and centered in love. If we're going to love like Jesus, we got to get the 411 before the 911. So what does that mean? Well, let's get the 411 before the 911. Let's talk about what that means. The first first thing we got to do is realize that Jesus set the example, but not only about what he said, but about what he did. That's here in John, the 15th chapter. He said, well, I have kept the Father's commandments. I have loved, and you got to keep the commandments as I have kept them. Then he said, let me make it clear now. There's no room for discussion, no room for confusion. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you.
Yes.
That is crystal clear. We don't need a crystal ball. We don't need no interpretive lighting. We don't need fair verse. He said, love like I have loved you. How did he love us? Somebody knows he what? He died for us. Somebody knows that he looked beyond. Yes. I mean, somebody needs to understand, you know, but secondly, know that what we are justified by faith and glory and the benefits, that's in Romans, and you can read it all, but guess what? That's how he loved us. Romans 5 says what? What? Ooh, therefore being justified by faith, ooh, justified, and somebody paid the price. What? We only have faith in it. We have what? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus. We're not at odds with God. We're not an enemy of God. We've got what? Peace with God, by whom also we have what? Access by faith, because we believe it. We have not seen Jesus face to face, but we believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth that he's the Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us. So we have what? Faith into this grace. Ooh, this grace, this thing that we don't get what we deserve, this grace, which is so wonderful because it's based on love. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only what? Do we glory, but in tribulation, we got to go through something. We know that what? With tribulation, work is patient. As we go through some things, we get a little more patient. And patience, what? Experience, and experience hope. Because the more you go through and the more you deliver it through, the more you know the love that Christ got for you. Oh, somebody ought to get this and hope make it. Well, I'm not ashamed when I go through the things. I'm not ashamed when I don't have what I thought I should. I'm not ashamed if I get sick. I'm not ashamed if things aren't as looking as good as everybody think they ought to look. But guess what? I know that I'm working patience and experience and hope. And hope make them not ashamed. What? Because the love. Here it is again. The love of God is shed abroad in the hearts by what? The Holy Ghost. When we talk to Sunday school, the Spirit, the Holy Ghost was upon him.
Jesus.
It's given to us. I can't read it all, y'all. I can't read it all. Go home and read the rest. But he said, but when we were yet set without strength, when we didn't have any strength, when we didn't have any power, we didn't know the power of the love. So at due time, Christ did what? He died for us who were yet sinners. That's some kind of love, y'all. That's 411. Somebody needs to know that today. If you know it, you ought to say, thank you, Lord God. It ought to move something on the inside. Say, thank you, Jesus. You did it just for me. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. You didn't leave me out there by myself. But scarcely, he didn't do it for a righteous man, but one die. He said, what? But yet, peradventure for a good man, some would try to die. You dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. Christ died. That's the 411, y'all. That's the information you need before you can get to the 911. If you go to the emergency center, they can't do nothing for you until you give them some information. Right. Call 911. First thing they say is, where you at? They can't do nothing if they don't know where you at. Now, I understand there's a thing to go that people say, well, we got technology. It should just tell them where they at. They shouldn't have to give that information. No, you got to give some information. Your phone could be acting up. Mm. They can try and it can be an assistance, but you got to give them some information. People can't be saved without information. It doesn't happen by osmosis. Somebody got to tell somebody about the love of Christ. That's the information. That's the four. They don't know who Christ is. And if you don't tell them, guess what? It ain't going to happen. Christ said, I come seek to save all that was lost. He said it will go to the ends of the earth. And guess what, y'all? Our responsibility because of love is to tell somebody. Our responsibility because of love is to give them the 411. It don't just stop there. That's just one example. So our redemption, it is not a medicine that could go weak. You know, somebody left the virus out, some of the vaccine out the other day, and they still gave it to people. They don't know if it's going to work or not going to work. So they got to wait and see. But our redemption is not like that. Our redemption is pure. And that redemption is one for all people. This is in 1 Peter, in 1 chapter 1, verses 18, 19, said what? For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, your silver and your gold... from your vain conversation. Oh, yeah, I love the vain conversations that are not sincere. That doesn't do anything, because they did that in the synagogues, but they didn't believe in Jesus Christ. They do that today. Yes, I go to church. Yeah, I love everybody, and you turn around and hate everybody. That ain't what this thing is about. He said, this thing is pure. It's pure. He said, not with your gold and vain conversation by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of the man without blemish and spot, without wrinkle. Say, as it said in Leviticus, there were some things that had to be a certain way, and Jesus was just that way. His love was so wonderful that he came down, he came into a human body. That's why we celebrate the birth of Christ. Jesus came on the scene in a very perfect way.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why we celebrate. And then if you go over to chapter 3 and verse 18, he continues the 411 for us. He said, what? For Christ also have one time, suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might what? Bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, that quickened by what? One time, y'all. You don't have to do this thing over. Once is enough.
My God.
That's
Thank
the
you,
truth
Lord.
Of the information. Some people say, oh, you got to go every time you do something over and over and over. And I watched a program the other day, and they were talking about their faith. And she said, I don't know about this Catholic thing, but how many times do you have to go? He said, oh, you got to do it every time. He said, well, is there ever a maximum? And one thing he said that was right, he said, as far as he know, there ain't no limit. God will forgive you.
Amen.
And I said, well, thank you, Lord God. Once is enough. For all times. So you, the rest of the 411, you got to what? Know what love is and what it is not. So we need to understand, my brothers and my sisters, so that when we get outside the will of God, when we get outside what we should and should not be doing, it tells us in his word. In the book of 1 Corinthians, you know the love chapter. I don't want to talk about the first few verses, but down in verse 4, he said, charity, that's love. He said, look, charity suffereth long. Uh-oh, I got to endure, right? I got to have some patience. That takes us back to Romans, don't it? Say, it is kind. Charity is kind. That means you treat people the right way. You want to have people understand. Say, charity envieth not. It is not jealous, y'all. Charity, what? Vaunteth not. Charity is not self-righteous. Well, I got mine, and you get yours, and I know I'm right, and it's not what charity is, y'all. That's the world kind of stuff. That's not the love of God. And he told us to have the 411 was that, guess what? I've kept my Father's commandment. I love like he said love. I love you. Now, this is my, you got to love like I. So this is what charity is not. He said, vaunteth not, is not puffed, does not behave itself unseemly. That's why people think that the church is not doing, because the way the church and the Christians were acting in 2020 was not like God. That was some unseemly mess. That was some unseemly worldly stuff, arguing and fussing and fighting and condemning one another instead of coming through in prayer and in the body of Christ. I asked them in Sunday school, take a look at your last 10 conversations. Just the last 10 conversations. Well, conversations more about God and his love or more about the stuff of this world? And then do what you want. We can have a whole bunch, and I always grab the one that makes it look good. But our will and what our desires are will show in our conversation. That's what he's saying here. We need to take a look at this stuff. Say, seek of not her own. It's not easily provoked. Not easily provoked. Love, because I love you so much, there's hardly anything you can do to me to drive me away.
Like that.
You can hurt my feelings, you can stomp on my emotions, but you can't drive me away. Because if I love you, I love you. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I love you so much, ain't nothing you can do to drive me away. You can't drive Jesus away.
Amen.
He loves you too much. He said, look, nobody can pluck you out of my hand. That's some kind of love. He didn't tell you that his hand might get a cramp in it. He didn't tell you that you've been tugging so long, I might lose my grip. All he knows is that the more they try to tug you away, the stronger his grips are. The more that they try to pull you in opposite direction, the stronger his grip on you get. The more that they try and make you think that you just want to walk away, the more he says, I got you, and I'm not going to let you go. I'm holding on. Lord, I can't let go. He says what? Love, think of no evil. You can't have these thoughts in your mind. You go back and forth. Rejoice in not in iniquity, but look at what love does. It rejoices in the truth. In the truth, y'all. Somebody needs to understand. Jesus said, the former one is I love you. And can't nobody change that. So you can rejoice every day in the truth. Jesus loved you. Why? Because he died for you. They love him, called John 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever will, what? That whosoever believeth on him should not perish, what? Have everlasting life. That's a great verse. But I don't have to stop at John 3:16. I know he came down here. He died for me. I know he walked among men and women. I know that, guess what? When Satan tempted him for 40 days, every single day, he stood up to the temptation till he had enough to say, Satan, get thee behind him. I know that because Jesus could withstand the temptation, he gave me the power in the name of Jesus to do the same thing. So if you want to tempt me for 40 days, go right ahead. You want to tempt me for a year? Go right ahead. I don't care how often, you ought not care how often the Lord, the enemy comes into it, because in the name of Jesus, I can stand. In the name of Jesus, yeah. I've been reared up, girded up, I'm washed in the blood, and I'm ready. Because guess what? I don't even have to fight the battles. God said, I'll fight the battle. So when I say Jesus, Jesus put the fence around me. When I say Jesus, Jesus will put me down in the ditch, because he know he pulling me out the ditch and he raised me to the second in command. Somebody said, but I want to be the head. No, you can't replace God now. He's giving you to be an heir. So second in command, that's good enough for me.
Amen. Yes.
Y'all, love, this is love, this is love, this is love. Rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things. Not only beareth all things, go through, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Oh, look. Charity never faileth. His love never fails.
Amen.
When we look at it through our natural eye, all kinds of things are falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says, going to heck in a handbasket. But that ain't love.
But God.
Never fails. That's what it said. Never fail. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall wash, it shall vanish away. See, so don't get hung up on all these gifts now. See, because these gifts, every now and then, they're going to vanish away. But his love ain't ever going nowhere.
Thank you, Lord.
We ought to walk in the gifts. We ought to use the gifts and let God have gifts be used where he tells us to use. But it's the love that drives the gift.
Mm-hmm. God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. So then we have to understand, we need to commit the 401 to the memory in our hearts. We need to study to show ourselves approved. We need to know this is the information. So you have the information. You have the information. You don't have to know the whole Bible. You have the information, and the first thing you need to know is where they are. So the first thing you need to tell people, God loves you.
My Lord.
Somebody said in Sunday school, they went out and were talking with the homeless. Said we didn't have a whole lot of message for them. We just told them Merry Christmas and God loves you.
Yes.
I come to tell you, when you tell somebody that God loves them and you do something for them and they feel the spirit, something happens. Something happens. I told them on the other night, Watch the Night, said, look, I went to a candy store because I was feeling some missing Miss Carol and the pixies she used to give me. So I went and bought my pixies. And when I was in the store, I thought, okay, but when I walked out, God said, go back in there and bless the two ladies in there with a financial gift and tell them that God loves them. And the lady was just beautiful. Wielder. She looked, but she was overwhelmed and just wow in a positive way. She said, is this for me to give to other people? I said, no, this is for you and for her. Y'all split this. God wants you to know that he loves you and the peace that came over her. And I didn't go to the candy store to bless nobody. I went for selfish reasons. But his love said, be obedient and do. So somebody was blessed. She knew that God loves her. So we committed the 411 to our hearts. We understand. And then now, I'll be finished here at this second point. Loving like Jesus. What does that look like in Second Corinthians? If you're going to love like Jesus, Paul made it clear here in the fifth chapter. He said, whether we be beside ourselves, you can be crazy now. That's what he's talking about, out of your mind. That's what that beside said. But we got to understand, you have two ways to be out of your mind. You have two ways to be out of your mind. One way has to be you lose your mind to Christ.
My God.
God knows that's in Romans 12, right? I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, you offer yourself a living sacrifice. What? By the losing of your self mind to Christ's mind. Yes. That's one way. The other way to be out of your mind is you not know what you're doing.
Mm.
And that's not what he's talking about. He said, what? You got to do this again. Say, whether you be beside yourself, it is to God, or whether you be sober, it is to God. He said, I don't care where your mind is, it's still for God's sake. He went on to say, but the love of Christ constraineth us. The love who said, what? I want your joy to be full. The love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. But that, what? He died for all, that they which live should, what? Not henceforth live unto themselves. We can't live to yourself, because you didn't die for yourself. So what? But unto him who died for us and rose. So we don't live for our own mind, our own wills, our own desires. We live for Christ, because Christ is the one who loved us enough to die for us. He's the one who gave us everything that we got.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. But then in 1 John, he tells us something else. He says, look, 1 John 4:7, he says, wait a minute, beloved, is more information. Now we're into the 911. There's an action. Once we get the information, there's an action. He said, what? Here he said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth us, what? Is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth God is what? Love. Then he drops down to verse 19 and look, and he said, we love him because he what? First love us. And verse 20 said, if a man say, I love God, look at the actions now. Say, if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. You cannot hate anybody and love God. That just don't go together. It don't go together. This is what the word said. You got to love them. I don't care if he hits you. You got to love them. I don't care if he kicks you. You got to love them. I don't care if he trashes your name. You got to love him. I don't care if he spit on you. Yeah, I'm going to get to some tough time. You got to love him if he ignored them. You got to love them no matter what, because Christ loved you enough that yet when you were his enemy, yet when you were a sinner, yet when you weren't doing or believing on him, he still died for you.
My God.
Amen.
You say, what? You have seen. How can you love God whom you have not seen? We can't walk by people and let them wallow in their pity. We can't walk by people we know that are struggling and not have compassion. I'm not saying every single person you speak to and every single person you got to give money to. I'm saying there's got to be a compassion that you can't pray. And there's got to be compassion that when the Spirit says, you do, no matter what they've done. That's what he said. But guess what? This isn't new, y'all. This isn't new. In Leviticus, this was the way it was done. The sacrifice was for everybody. People didn't have their individual sacrifices. When they sacrificed the unblemished lamb, it was for all the people.
Yes.
That's what loving like Jesus is. So when we think about the 411 and we think about the 911, here's how it works. The first part is we got to get information. We got to share the information. There's a second piece of the information, but we're not talking about that today. We just got to share it. We got to share it. There's a piece of information that means we got to ask where somebody is. We ain't got there yet. Yeah. I ain't trying to get, just share that Jesus loves them. The second part of that would be, well, do you know Christ? And that scares us. That's the natural part. Right now, just share the information. Give them the 411. Let them know. If somebody, you have something happen to your house, give them the 411. Y'all know we want the information anyway. That's what we do. You know, the information gatherers. Look, I saw a lady at Sam's Club, right? Second Baptist had a pastor installed 2 months already. You know what the first question to me is? Did you apply for that position? I'm like, I ain't got no relevance to anything. That's busybodiness. That is not love. Why would you even entertain that and ask me that question? It ain't had to do, they already got somebody. What difference does it make what I did? I didn't, y'all know I didn't, but I'm just saying, that's what people want information in the wrong way. Not how you doing, okay. How's the family? Did you apply for that? No. Okay, well, how's the family? That ain't love. And we get caught up in that stuff. That's not what he wants us to do.
Say I'm preaching.
We gotta love like Jesus. So in 2021, mm-hmm. our goal is to love like Jesus. That was our goal in 20, in 19, 18, 17, as far as what? That's what Jesus wants us to do, to love like Jesus. So I don't have to have a new goal, a new plan. I gotta love like Jesus. I gotta be better at executing. Lord, let me have less stumbles. Lord, let me have less fear. Lord, let me not look to too many worldly things that will stop me.
Yes.
I'm not saying you won't have time or I won't have time where I don't want to show love. I get that. But we had to take to the information because there is a 9/11 situation out there. 9/11 says there's an emergency. And you know what the emergency is? If you don't know Jesus or they don't know Jesus, when Jesus comes back, they left behind and they're going to a lake of fire.
That's
an emergency situation. Some of us just need to start with our own families. Look, baby, look, sister, look, brother, look, cousin, look, neighbor. If you don't know Jesus, this is where you're heading. Accept the love so he has everything for you. Mm-hmm. We ain't scared nobody. That's 411. Without accepting the love of Jesus, there's another side to where you're going to end up. But his love is just stick with the love. His love is so awesome. It's so wonderful. It's a healing. It's a deliverance. It's a peace. It's a joy. You can get through things you never thought you can get through. I know I got some witnesses on the line today. So his love. Loving like Jesus. Will you commit to love like Jesus today? There's a song I want you to go listen to. I'm not going to play it today because we're going to have communion and rap. But it says, I'm a believer. And it's by Rhett Walker. Rhett Walker. R-H-E-T, not Brett. R-H-E-T. R-H-E-T. And he walks around. He says in his song, I'm just going to read you the chorus line. He said, I'm a gospel preacher. Said, I'm a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer because I've been set free. He got the love. Yeah. I'm a gospel preacher, heart on fire, freedom singing, testify. Why? Because I've been redeemed. I'm a believer. I know this what is not my home. I know I don't walk alone. No matter what comes my way, I have peace through the trouble. I have joy through the struggle. And now my hope's in a brighter day. Because why? I'm a mountain mover. I'm a water walker more than just an overcomer. Because I have been set free. I'm a gospel preacher, heart on fire, freedom singing, testify. Because I have been redeemed. That's what it is. That's who we are. We have been redeemed, and we are all those things that Jesus did. And some that we don't even know about because it ain't written in the Word. And the Bible said there were many things that were not recorded. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Thank you for loving us, Lord God. Thank you for giving us the information, Lord God. And now, Father God, thank you for the commandment to love like you love.